mother truckers. Welcome to episode 3 of the Hollywood Hick. This is Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at y'all from my Florida room, just above Hollywood Boulevard, spitting distance from the most famous intersection in the world, Hollywood and Vine. And this here is the Crab Diving Network you're listening to me on, coming on every Tuesday, which is today, and Friday at 7 o'clock. That's when the new episodes come out, repeating throughout the weeks. On the 7, so 7 a.m., 7 in the p.m., you can always find the Hollywood Hick on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com/live, and that'll take you right to the stream where you can hear me sitting here pontificating about whatever the fuck I feel like talking about that day. That's pretty much how that shit goes down. So what we're going to talk about today, because we're just going to jump right into it, because Friday when I was talking about Mama June and how I had broke the fuck up with Mama June and how that's just the way it is. And then I was telling y'all how she was going to be on Dr. Phil, right? So I can't believe I sat through an entire episode of Dr. Phil, for one, because normally I can't stand that blowhard. I think he's a complete blowhard with a holier-than-thou fucking attitude and the kind of person that I generally would like to drown in a toilet. But in this instance, he is actually not as horrible as the person that he's talking to. And God damn it, he makes me agree with him a lot. And we will be talking about that and how that really kind of chaps my ass. So there'll be a lot of that. But first, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play y'all first. It's like the little opening thing from the Dr. Phil show. They explains everything, exactly where we are in this whole Mama June story. They did it really good. This like opening montage thing. So I'm going to steal this from Dr. Phil. I keep wanting to call him Dr. Drew. So if I say Dr. Drew on accident, sorry, Dr. Drew. I'm really talking about Dr. Phil, but y'all both are Dr. One word names. And so I get confused. But somehow I don't want to say Dr. Oz. I digress. Whatever. Okay. Here is like the history of the story thus far, according to the people at the Dr. Phil show. Okay. So listen up, y'all.
It was a breakout hit that turned a sassy 6-year-old pageant contestant into a household name, Honey Boo Boo, and launched her family into the pop culture stratosphere. But it's a scandal that has this family in the headlines for an entirely different reason. In a daytime exclusive, I will sit down for the first time with Mama June, the matriarch of this family, to ask the questions America wants answered. Her daughter, Alana Thompson, Honey Boo Boo, first gained attention with her over-the-top personality and live performance, energized by Go-Go Juice, a blend of Mountain Dew and Red Bull, on the TLC reality show Toddlers and Tiaras. From there came the spinoff, Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, which was one of the network's highest rated shows.
Honey Boo Boo's real name is Alana Thompson.
Honey Boo Boo, Honey Boo Boo.
They are self-proclaimed rednecks.
How you get down in redneck style?
All my kids, they have their own, like, personality, you know, per se.
Oh,
and
God.
I just allow them to be who they are. Remember, don't
allow them to be whatever they are.
Whatever you do with your kids, make your kids number one. No man, no woman, nothing. Your kids are number one.
TLC canceled Here Comes Honey Boo Boo because of Mama June's alleged connection to a convicted sex offender.
It's Bye Bye Boo Boo. These workers are dismantling TV lights and other gear at Honey Boo Boo's Georgia home after the controversial show was axed by TLC. The big question now is, will Honey Boo Boo's dad, David Thompson, known as Sugar Bear, fight for custody of his daughter after Mama June was accused of dating a convicted child molester?
Sugar Bear, are you upset at all about June having that guy around?
A little bit.
A friend of Sugar Bear's is quoted as saying he wants her out of that environment and knows the only way to do that is to get custody. Mama June's purported boyfriend, Mark McDaniel, actually went to jail for abusing another of her daughters. Photos obtained by TMZ reportedly show Mama June house hunting with McDaniel recently. They appear to contradict her claims that she is not dating him again and has not even seen him for 10 years.
It looks like a united front for a family in crisis.
The reality stars continue to deal with a troubling scandal.
The daughter who was molested, Anna Marie Cardwell, now 20, has relinquished the anonymity normally granted to sex crimes victims. Spoken to People magazine. She says she told her mom at the time of the assault, "Mama, he did that to me, and I can't do anything about it. You were never there to see it. You were always at work."
She was only 8 at the time, and she inflicted. Why would her mom date a man who did this to her? And there's more. ET has confirmed through multiple family sources the Department of Child Services is, in fact, investigating Mama June as a result of these recent developments.
So, should Mama June's children be taken away from her?
All right, so see, Mother Truckers, there you have it, right there from the blowhards at Dr. Phil's show, and only the way daytime television can overly dramatize some shit. But still, they give you all of the stuff with sound bites from all of the things where everybody's accusing them of horrible, awful, hateful things. And guess what? They deserve it. So there's a couple of general notes to know throughout this thing. If you have not watched this episode of Dr. Phil, I recommend it because it's mind-boggling, this woman. This woman is mind-boggling. But one, she looks like hell hit at 150. She looks horrible. Like, she has been run through the... She ain't been sleeping, you could tell. This has fucked her up. And it is her own damn fault. So sorry. And like I said earlier, I cannot believe that I agree with Dr. Phil on this. Like, I can't stand Dr. Phil and his blowhard ass usually. I can't. Like, to hear his voice is like nails on a chalkboard to me. And for whatever reason, I completely was on his side throughout this whole thing. So that in and of itself is reason enough to be broke the fuck up, Mama June. I used to defend your ass. Okay, so that's the thing. So here, the first thing he did was ask her, okay, give me your side of the story. And this is when you can start, like, already the bitch is just lying through her teeth. You can tell she is a horrible, horrible liar. So here is Mama June on Dr. Phil talking about her side of the story. And you can just tell, like, she is so unbelievable that it's pathetic. So, okay, here is Mama June's side of the story from the Dr. Phil show today. Okay. Here we go.
You said the whole truth will come out on your side. What is the whole truth?
There's some truths and there's some lies that's out there, you know, and that's, you know, and then there's the truth in between that. So I just got tired of, I guess, a lot of the lies swirling around, and a lot of our fans who still support us today, they want to kind of hear my side. So I think that I owe it to the fans to say, okay, here's my side of the story. Here's what went on. I'm not a perfect parent. I made a mistake. And now, you know, it's time to move on. I've told 100 times, the kids have said 100 times. I want the truth to know that I'm not in a relationship with Mark McDaniel. I'm not in a relationship at all. I have seen him twice. One time was by, you know, coincidence. It was in the mountains. His kids were there. I just happened to see him. At that time, I didn't say anything. The second time was, you know, maybe my mess up. I went to the county he was in. I made sure that, you know, there were the restrictions because he is a sex offender. I made sure because Pumpkin, my 14-year-old, which you'll meet later, he raised her from 2 months old to 6 years old. So she still today, even after I have told her that's not her father, she still believes in her heart because that's who raised her. That's her father.
Do you know it's not her father?
I know definitely because we met when she was like 2 months old. Yes.
Okay, so that's Mama June's side of this nonsense. It's so unfucking believable. And you know what? Yes, Mama June, you show ain't a good parent. You are not a perfect parent. Whatever you said, a perfect parent. That's what she said. No, you are not a perfect parent. You are far from a perfect parent. You are a lying, ugly-ass, neck-crusted sack of worthless bones and blubber. That's all you. Even though they're all convicts, I can't believe all these men have had sex with you. And you claim that there's many, many others. I can't wrap my brain around that shit. I really and truly can't. Sort of, but it's like the thing is, she just keeps going on and on, like, and she's lying through her teeth. I've only seen him twice. There's pictures. They have pictures. The TMZ has them, and they're completely standing by them. And honestly, I don't care what you think about the TMZ. They usually end up being right about this stuff. I don't care whether you want to believe that or not, but generally, when they get that shit, it's right. They do their homework, especially if they're going to, like, say over and over and fight. I've actually seen them say when they were wrong. So they even admit when they're wrong, but they ain't wrong on this one. They're fighting it too hard. They know that shit is real. That is real. There's pictures everywhere. You're lying through your damn teeth. It's like, only claimed like three times. Bullshit. Bullshit. I call complete bullshit. And then this is where we get to the next part where I am agreeing with Dr. Phil, because Dr. Phil calls her ass out. Calls her completely out in the next part. Okay, this is about, you got to hear Dr. Phil. Like, even I am like, because he like calls her out on the cover up. He's like, the cover up, that's where if you, when you try to cover something up, that's when it gets all awry. And that's when everything goes to the shit, whatever. Listen to Dr. Phil, and then like, just listen to Dr. Phil's take on this. Like, he lays it down for a big, fat, ugly bitch. Okay, here we go.
One thing I know for sure is that people make mistakes. The other thing I know for sure is that it's the cover-up and not the mistake that creates the biggest problem. I know that as sure as I'm sitting here. But Junius, people look at you and say, wow, bad decision. Bad decision for her to re-engage with a guy that's a convicted sex offender. Bad decision. If you were to step up and say, yeah, wow, you know, what the hell was I thinking? Really bad decision. I need to think about that. I need to make better choices in the future. I think that's a different situation than if you say, I didn't do it. I don't have contact. I didn't have relationship, when in fact you do. Because if you make a mistake and you own it, I think people are very forgiving. I think your fans are very forgiving. But I think if you make the mistake and then they feel like you blatantly lied to them about it, then they're less forgiving. I think people want you to be completely honest about what mistakes you have made so they can say, wow, she gets it.
And see, Dr. Phil is friggin' right. It is the cover-up and not the mistake that always gets people in trouble. That is what takes them down. That is not what, like, yeah, the people will forgive a mistake. I mean, this is a big-ass fucking mistake, though. You have to admit, this is a big-ass mistake. This mistake is bigger than Mama June, and that is big, big. Big, but like all kind of people have been taken down because they try to cover some shit up, and it's always in religious people too. That's what cracks me up. Jim Baker, Falwell, that was Haggard fella from Colorado Springs, all of them, the freaking all them priests molesting children, scandal, all that shit, whatever. That's a whole deal. I digress on that too, but whatever. But Dr. Phil is 100% right. He's like, you are lying through your teeth. He basically is all but telling her to her face that she is lying. You are lying, Mama June. He's like, you're saying you don't do these things when in fact you do. You do. You're doing all of these things, Mama June. You are an awful person. Like, just admit it, Mama June. Admit it. Because you know what's going to happen? Because Uncle Poodle is about to come out tomorrow. Dr. Phil has Uncle Poodle. He's saying that everything that's coming out of your mouth is a lie. We got a promo clip of him. We're going to play it after a while. Uncle Poodle is coming on, and he is going to lay it down. And by the way, speaking of Uncle Poodle, real quick, I think I saw him down on Hollywood Boulevard the other day. I tweeted about it because I was walking behind him, but then I think he got on to me, and he sort of ditched me in the store because he kind of saw me like staring a little bit and tweeting. But I was like, oh my God, it's Uncle Poodle and his boyfriend. And I was going to go ask him a question, but they ditched me. I totally got ditched by Uncle Poodle down on Hollywood Boulevard. Who would have thought, huh? Okay, whatever. So, but what I'm saying is Dr. Phil is telling her the fucking truth. Like, own it. Admit it. There's pictures. And you're going to look at me. She goes through this whole thing talking about how TMZ photoshopped that picture of her in the bed in the motel room with that dude beside her, Mark McDaniel, whatever his name is, right? Fucking child molester number one. Because there's more child molesters. He calls her out on that shit, too. We're going to play that clip, too. It's pretty. Honestly, why am I saying Dr. Phil clips are good? I can't stand that fool. But he is so right on this one. He calls her out. And But yeah, so it just doesn't make any freaking sense. There's all these pictures from like, and she keeps trying to say it's from the same place. And there's pictures with Honey Boo Boo right there. It's like child molester who molested my oldest sister when she was 8 years old is standing on the steps. Then Honey Boo Boo and then Mama June. It's like the child is sandwiched between a child molester and her giant mother who doesn't care and is like only thinking about how she's gonna like get some more nookie from a child molester. She's been waiting to get out of prison for 10 years when she lived in denial. Because that's what she has been in denial. Like, only until, like, a couple of weeks ago has she even admitted that this shit happened. That's the thing. She wouldn't even acknowledge that her daughter had been molested by this guy and had, like, ditched her to go live with her grandma. Like, the grandma, Mama June's mama. Mama June's mama is, like, she is so deep into... Here, whatever. Don't let me tell you. I will let Mama June's mama tell you. So here's the clip of Mama June's mama. I don't know what her name is, but she's Mama June's mama. And she is like telling you exactly what she thinks about the situation. So here goes Mama June's mama telling you like it is. Okay.
She was in denial and I feel she's still in denial. I said, there is no way anybody could have thought up what was happened to her unless it actually happened.
Okay, you see, Mama June, even your own mama doesn't believe you. Your own mama thinks you are a lying sack of shit, just like everybody else thinks. What does that say about you? Your own mama doesn't believe you. Your own mama thinks you live in this crazy world of denial. And you know she thinks it because you've had nothing but criminal boyfriends forever. Dr. Phil breaks it down here. Yeah, this woman. Okay, people. This woman... It has two child molester boyfriends. The one who got her in all this trouble, that Mark McDaniel, that's his name, Mark McDaniel. Then there's another one that got caught by To Catch a Predator people, by Chris Hansen, fucking caught him on To Catch a Predator. And he went to jail for a couple of years for that. And now he's back in the popo till like, in the prison till like 2026 or something because he did some other bullshit. Like even Sugar Bear got arrested, but Sugar Bear at least did his time and then became a decent upstanding citizen and is like a volunteer fireman. And then there's another one, like her like high school boyfriend or some shit, like the Anna's father or whatever, Chickadee, the one that got molested by the other one. He's been in and out of prison a bazillion times. Like, all of her boyfriends are fucking criminals. Like, okay, here. I am like, Dr. Phil will tell you. Dr. Phil breaks it down. He's like, looks her dead in the face, and he's basically just like, you are a worse pick of men than Halle Berry, and that is really hard to accomplish. Jabba the Berry. That's what you are, like redneck Jabba the Berry Hutt with your horrible pick of men, and like, you like chase them. It's like, you're like a criminal, like people are chubby chasers, you're like a criminal chaser. It's like that redneck, stupid, backwoods, warped mentality that like makes you want these fucking men. Okay, here is Dr. Phil breaking it down, telling you exactly who these men I was referencing are. These awful, hateful, awful men that Mama June insists on putting inside her. Okay, here we go.
We all make choices, and you were involved with Anna's father. He had brushes with the law.
I've known him ever since like kindergarten.
He was arrested for stealing a handgun. He was arrested for stealing cigarettes.
Those, and I was not talking to him.
Jessica's father.
He's doing time now.
He was arrested in 05 for sexual exploitation of a child, a registered sex offender, and he's in jail again now.
Yes.
Until 2026.
And has nothing to do with Jessica.
Then Mark McDaniel, child molestation, 10 years in jail, relationship with you. So 1, 2, 3 people that you've had a relationship with, 2 child molesters, 3 in jail. Then Sugar Bear spends 5 years.
For taking a charge for his brother.
Well, he spends 5 years convicted of robbing campsites and
setting fire
to a campsite. So 1, 2, 3, 4 relationships you've had, 2 of them have been convicted of child molestation charges. All 4 of them have been in jail.
Well, the 2. Well,
who are you turning down?
I I love the last thing he says. Who you turning down? He like calls her out. He's like, you are a big, dirty, nasty, criminal loving whore lady. You are a like spread your legs to criminal men. That's what she does. Spreads them for criminal men. But it's like, who you turning down? The thing is, who's she turning down? Sugar Bear, the only one that has like any sympathy for her and like sticks around. I can't believe like Sugar Bear apparently has moved back in to try to help take care of Mama June and the girls. Like, God bless him for going back and trying to take care of this stupid woman. And I mean, the kids, it's not the kids' fault. The kids are like victims in all of this. I mean, poor Honey Boo Boo and Chubbs and Jessica and Chickadee, all the shit they got put through because of this poor woman, poor, awful, hateful woman. But like, she tried, when this whole thing started, she was like selling out Sugar Bear. First chance she got, she was selling out the Sugar Bear. Sugar Bear ain't never been nothing but nice to her, but sweet to her. Always trying to get like up on her. She won't have nothing to do with it. I mean, I wouldn't want anything to do with Sugar Bear either. His teeth are straight up black. Look like he dips skull or something all the time. He's forever dipping. He is like, his teeth are like, I don't even know, like, all I see is darkness up in there, and it is not cute. But aside from that, Sugar Bear is sweet, and he is, like, trying to take care of these people. Like, he was taking care of all those girls when nobody else would. All she was limping around on her forklift foot, collecting disability, and then at least Sugar Bear was volunteer fireman and, like, working and shit. I love Sugar Bear. He's the best one out of all of them. Whatever. So she sells Sugar Bear out. That's the whole point. She sells him out. Like, so she's stepping out, sneaking away from the set to go have afternoon trysts at the Motel 6 with this Mark McDaniel child molester motherfucker. And then to try to cover her tracks, she starts accusing Sugar Bear of like talking to ladies on dating sites and texting and all that. They never once admit if Sugar Bear like touched any other strange poontang or anything. No, that's never established, because you know what? It didn't, because I don't think anybody let Sugar Bear touch their poontang. That's pretty much what it boils down to. But he never touched anything. He was just chatting with people because Mama June wouldn't give him no damn attention. And so then she tries to turn it around, and then she's trying to like kick Sugar Bear out, makes a whole big old thing out of Sugar Bear. And then he comes back to try to take care of her, and she's still kind of a bitch to him about it. Like, because they bring Sugar Bear on. Okay, then at the end of the interview, after, like, Dr. Phil just lets his bitch have it about, basically, he all but says, you lying sack of shit to her face. It's all but that. Like, he's constantly like, no, you just, if lying is not good. Like, he keeps saying, like, now's the time to fess up, because you talk about how you want your fans know the story. Well, tell the real story, because you're obviously lying, and there's pictures out there, and other people are telling on you, and Uncle Poodle's on tomorrow, and he is selling you down the fucking river because you done pissed him off. That's what had happened. So whatever, this whole Sugar Bear thing. So Sugar Bear comes on at the end, towards the end of the interview. Sugar Bear comes, and then Pumpkin comes on, and we'll play a quick clip of Pumpkin too after that. But Sugar Bear comes on, and just listen to, like, she's just so, like, whatever. Here, just listen to this, and you'll see what the fuck I'm talking about. Okay, here we go. Sugar Bear and Mama June in an interview together towards the end, where he has been emasculated, and it's embarrassing.
Well, Sugar Bear, how are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah? Now, you two split up recently, right?
Yes, sir.
And why?
Basically because of me. I couldn't leave the women on Facebook and texting alone. I want to try to change that now.
You're back in the house.
I'm back in the house, helping take care of things and taking her where she needs to go because she don't drive.
Do y'all have any romantic relationship right now?
No, sir.
How do you feel about the show being canceled?
In a way, I'm glad it's canceled, but in another way, I'm not, because, you know, it was making a future for the kids, and now, of course, they still got a future, but, you know, it sadly is ended now.
At this point, you support her in the position she's taking, that she doesn't have a relationship with this guy. You believe her. You're 100% behind her. You agree with her. You support her.
Yes, sir. I agree with her and support her.
You haven't seen her with this guy
yet. I haven't seen her, I mean, except for pictures. I've had several people tell me, yeah, they've been together, but her and the girls tell me, no, they only met on them two occasions, and that was the last time, and that's the way I look at it. I believe her.
See what the hell I tell you. Sweet ass Sugar Bear taking care of Mama June and them girls, driving her Jabba the Hutt ass around all over town because she can't see because she's got like dead eye or something. I don't know, but she really, she's like legally blind, I think. Whatever, which is sad. But maybe that's why she picks all these criminals she can't see because they are straight up fug. But I mean, I guess she's fug too. So I guess whatever, that negates that argument, doesn't it? Took me all of half a second to negate my own argument right there. But okay, but you heard how sweet Sugar Bear was. Sugar Bear was totally sweet. He's like looking out for everybody. He's totally wet. Like he has just got no backbone or spine at all whatsoever. Poor Sugar Bear. Just no spine at all. Because listen to this. Okay, this, listen to this fucking clip. This is what Mama June sounds like when she's talking about, she was asked at one point, like what, like, her relationship with Sugar Bear was and all of that. And like, listen to her and how like she turns it to where like he's like the bad guy. When she's stepping out, fucking a child molester, sneaking away from the set to go to the Motel 6, whatever low rent motel, it's probably not even Motel 6, whatever low rent motel she goes to, and having sex with this dude because Uncle Poodle gonna out her tomorrow. We're all gonna find the real story out tomorrow when Uncle Poodle tells. So that'll be on Friday's episode. So Miss fucking June, like, then she tries to call Sugar Bear out and how, like, tries to make herself sound innocent. She takes no responsibility for anything. That's it. I hate people who can dish it out, but they can't take it. Like, she's all upset with Sugar Bear. I hate that. She's all upset with Sugar Bear. But then she's the one that caused this kind of a shitstorm. But yeah, Sugar Bear talking to a couple of chicks on OKCupid was the end of the mother trucking world. That's some straight up bullshit. So listen to Mama June and her sorry ass try to like justify her actions and like trying to kick Sugar Bear out. And then Sugar Bear just lets her. Ah, that's the thing. Fucking Sugar Bear, grow a spine. All right, here's this bitch trying to convince me and you and everybody else that Sugar Bear is worse than her. And that's just not humanly possible. Okay, here we go. Mama June talking shit again. Diarrhea of the Mama June mouth. Here we go.
Ever since all this went down, Sugar Bear has been back in the home since, you know, everything has came out in the open to be supportive for the kids, not just the kids, but like myself and everything else.
Did he cheat on you?
He has admitted to cheating, to other girls, to text messages, to talking to the girls, meeting other girls, and that was a big reason why we broke up back in September.
Why get back with him now?
I didn't say that, you know, we was going to get back together. I just know that he wants to try to get his family back together. He has admitted that to several people that he wants to try to work on getting him and me and the girls back together. But it's like I told him, nobody ever knows the future.
Are you in love with him?
I love Sugar Bear to the extent that he's the father of Alana. As far as being in love with him, I think with all the cheating that he's done, he knows that I have fell out of love, and I told him that.
Have you cheated on him?
No, I don't do that.
Was it a betrayal for you to talk to Mark, someone that you had been in a relationship with before?
No, we was not together when that transpired, no.
Oh my God, the level of hypocrisy that comes out of this woman's mouth is just beyond measure. I can't deal with this woman. Have your cake and eat it too mentality drives me utterly up the wall. I can't stand that. I can't stand these people who are so self-fucking entitled, and that's how she comes across right here. Like, talking about Sugar Bear, like, she can talk to all the child molester criminals and everybody else she wants to, but Sugar Bear can't, like, chat with anybody on text or on the OKCupid, especially even when she gives him no attention and she makes him feel like shit all the time. Poor Sugar Bear. And it's like, you can't pull that, like, and you also can't pull that we were on a break shit. This is not Friends, and you are not Ross and Rachel, okay? You are nowhere near anything like that. It's like, you can't pull that shit. You can't tell him he can't do something, and then you go do it, because everybody knows it's been all over everything. You have been stepping out with these people, and now you're trying to make Sugar Bear look bad. And everybody is on to you, okay? Everybody is on to you. You are a liar. Even Dr. Phil, not on his program, but on the TMZ, admitted that you are a big, giant, bold-faced liar. Liar, liar, pants on, mother trucking fire. That's what you are. Nuts. He even did. I have a clip of it. Here it is. Here is Dr. Phil on the TMZ program, like on the internet thing or something. I don't know. Interview on there. It was on TMZ. I saw it. He basically says, point blank, you are a lying liar, Lierson. Lie McLierson. That is who you are, Mama June. Liar. Poor Sugar Bear. Run for the hills, Sugar Bear. Run for your life. This woman is no good for you. Take that child and run. Run for the hills. Can't wait till Uncle Poodle. He's going to break it down. He knows what's going on. He's going to break it all down. Uncle Poodle is going to out you, Mama June. He's going to tell everybody exactly what is up. Because he already said in his promo clip. Mm-hmm. Yep. Actually, let's play the promo clip of Uncle Poodle first. Okay, here is Uncle Poodle's promo of what is going to come on tomorrow that we'll talk about. Hopefully not this long, because this is like half an hour going on. 20-something minutes. I've been talking about this. This is how upset I am. I have like single focused mind on this is just like A plus. It's so white trash good. I can't. It's like white trash soap opera bullshit. I love it. But this is Uncle Poodle. This is the bombshell shit that Uncle Poodle is going to be dropping tomorrow on the Dr. Phil show. So here is Uncle Poodle. I'm starting to like him more and more. Okay, here we go.
Tomorrow, Uncle Poodle responds to Mama June's interview.
June is lying. She's been lying from the get go. She's told everybody, oh, we haven't had sex. And yes, they have. They went upstairs to the fourth floor and literally had a sexual relationship up there. When they came back, they actually talked about it in front of Alana. I don't care if you go out and have sex with 100 sex offenders. Do not drag my 9-year-old niece and my 14-year-old stepniece involved in this. They're kids.
The controversy.
You've seen it with your own eyes. Alana curled up in bed with Mark.
And June, yes. They were both in the bed. She's telling everybody, oh, the photos are Photoshop. I know where it was taken at the hotel that her and Mark stayed at.
Why do you think she's lying about this?
She's afraid she's going to lose her kids.
That's tomorrow.
Ooh, I can't wait for that. That's going to be good. It's going to be scandalous. He's going to tell the truth. Everything Mama June's been lying about now, Uncle Poodle is going to, like, put the kibosh on. I love how he says that you had a sexual relationship up there. She had a sexual relationship up there with a child molester who then apparently, according to Uncle Poodle, came down and like discussed in front of her 9-year-old daughter. That is the definition of class, which is the definition of Mama Fat Ass June. I just can't get all the stories about this woman, like, straight up kill me. I just love Uncle Poodle has gone on to set the record straight, be like, oh no, honey, that is not the truth. I'm going to tell everybody Zachary how this shit is and exactly how this has gone down and all the lies and fabrications you have thrown out everywhere. Because one, you're stone cold busted. Like, you look so bad to begin with. You just need to do what Dr. Phil said, June, honey, you need to do what Dr. Phil said and just fess up and tell the damn truth. And then be like, I fucked up royal, beg for forgiveness, and then maybe you'll get a modicum of something. Because he even thinks you're a liar. Uncle Poodle is going to tell everybody how you lied, and Dr. Phil, the blowhard that he is, part of his job is to see through liars like you, because he does it all the time, because people are full of shit. Every person you'll ever meet is completely full of shit 100% of the time, and people are getting dumber with every passing day too, so that doesn't help anything any better. But listen to this. This is Dr. Phil on the TMZ website doing some little video interview thing with that Harvey Levin fella and telling like it is about, she's a fucking liar. I could tell she was lying the whole time she was lying. Here is Dr. Phil breaking it down.
She rambled around, jumped all over the place, but she was not forthcoming in the beginning at all. I did not believe what she had to say. I told her I did not believe what she had to say. And I told her straight up, look, it's the cover-up, not the crime, that always creates the problem. But she just simply is unwilling to tell the truth. But, you know, I think sometimes a non-credible denial is more incriminating than a modified mea culpa, but she doesn't get that. I went over her relationship pattern with her. She's been involved with 4 men that we know of, this Mark McDaniels that has just gotten out of prison, and then 3 others. And now these 4 relationships, all 4 of them have been to jail or prison, 2 of them for sexual molestation. One of them is now in until 2026. So, I mean, she's picking men. I mean, I don't know who she's turning down, but the ones she's picking are not exactly great citizens. So, I think that this is not something that has just popped up of late. This didn't come with stardom. I think this woman has been making really bad choices with these children and with the men in her life for a long, long time. This is nothing new.
All right, there you have it. Dr. Phil wrapped that shit all up into a nutshell right there. Exactly. And damn it, I can't believe, again, I will say this and I will quit harping on it, but I can't believe that I agree with everything that Dr. Phil said in like a 1 minute window, a little over a minute, however long that was. But I agree with every word he said about how she's crazy and it's a pattern and that she's been doing this forever and that she is like self-entitled and that she has no sense of decency, and she's an awful, hateful, horrible person who lies to people's faces to suit her own means, and she's a horrible mother, and she's just generally an awful, hateful, horrible person. And we, Mama June, Shannon, are broke the fuck up, and that is all I'm going to say on that today. I'm done talking about Mama June. I'm done talking about Mama June today, but I will talk about it more on Friday because Uncle Poodle's going to be on, and Uncle Poodle cracks me up, and, you know, he's going to try to give some gay sass, and that's going to be fun to talk about. So, whatever. No more Mama June talk today. No more Mama June talk today. Oh, who the fuck else are we broke up with? I can tell you who else we're broke up with. Bill Cosby. I'm not even broke up. I never was, like, in a relationship with him, but I just, this whole thing with him and another one fallen from grace, like, is finally coming out, like, people are finally paying attention to all these allegations that came out. But it's like he speaks, like, he does himself in the course of this crap. Like, he did this, that NPR interview where he just didn't say nothing. Like, that's the make you look guiltier than anything. You look super guilty, Bill. You look really, really guilty when you just sit there and look really guilty by not saying anything. Like, I can't talk because I'm so guilty. That's how guilty you are. And then make the fucking interview guy who's just trying to do his job super uncomfortable, who handled it perfectly great. Like, here it is. Here, I'm going to play the clip for that. And this is probably the last clip. Well, I'm sick of hugging clips up in here. And then I'm just going to talk a whole lot of smack till we get out of here. But it's going to be a lot of fun because I'm going to go through the interview. We're going to talk about some stupid criminals, other things. But here we go with this is that a clip of like the guy from NPR interviewing Bill Cosby and then being very polite about interjecting in with Bill Cosby just not. That's really like it's just pretty much he just not. That's all he did was not. All right, here you go.
This question gives me no pleasure, Mr. Cosby, but there have been serious allegations raised about you in recent days. You're shaking your head no. I'm in the news business. I have to ask the question. Do you have any response to those charges? Shaking your head no. There are people who love you who might like to hear from you about this. I want to give you the chance. All right. Camille and Bill Cosby, they have lent 62 pieces from their collection of African and African-American artists to create an exhibit called Conversations.
Yeah, how fucking awkward is that clip? That poor interviewer is trying to just do his job, and Bill Cosby is just like, shaking his head. No, I am not going to talk about this because if I don't talk about it, maybe it'll go away. Maybe women will quit coming out of the woodwork left and right saying that I drugged and raped them multiple times over the years. And yeah, so pretty much you're fucked, Bill Cosby, because you aren't handling this well. Like, you don't, like, again, nobody can fucking, I guess you can't really fess up to this. I don't know how you handle it. I'm glad it's your problem and not mine, really, is what it boils down to. But it just cracks me up that you can't acknowledge it. You can't even deny it. You can't even deny it, which, like, speaks volumes. It speaks volumes that you can't even deny it, Bill Cosby. It's like, whatever, you're canceling shit like Letterman. I hope your Netflix special tanks. I hope everybody's like, I'm not going to watch that dude. He's a rapist, druggist rapist, like the worst kind, like roofie people. I got roofied one time. It is no fun. No fun. You do not want to get roofied. You don't know what the fuck's going on. Did you see where Bill Cosby had the memes, or are they mimmies or memes or whatever those fucking things are on the internet where it's his picture and he was having fans put like little uplifting messages on there. And of course, the internet trolls got a hold of it and started putting all kind of untoward rape jokes on there about him, like, yibbity dibbity doop doop, rape's good, stupid shit like that. They were loving it. Whatever. Bill Cosby, you just, I guess it was better to just shut up. Who knows? I don't know. But you're in trouble. You need to go away and hide. But dude, you got all these things coming out. Now you're supposed to be out doing interviews and everybody's like, you're a rapist. Hannibal Buress outed your ass again. You thought that shit was gone away and boing, right back in your face. It just bounced. That's how shit goes. When you're a rapist, you never know when it's going to come out. Oh, well, maybe it's not true, but I don't know. It just, there's too many, and it's just like they're too adamant about it. So it's like, I can't get behind that. So whatever. All right. Well, you know what? Fuck Bill Cosby. We're not going to talk about that anymore. Let's see what else is going on in the world. So how about we consult the hub of the internet where I get most of my news and information from, because I only care about things that are not really that important, that really don't impact things. I just care about stupid nonsense like Mama June and Bill Cosby not talking on an NPR interview. I leave all of the important things to my good buddies on the Crab Diving Show that's on here on this network, the Crab Diving Network, every day, Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 Pacific, which makes it, what, 5 to 7 on the East Coast. So if you listen to my good buddies Pat and Ryan, then you can get the important things. They talk about important things like politics and what's happening in the world and things you could care about, like climate change, all that kind of nonsense. But I don't talk about that. I like, ooh, what's this? Okay, I just consulted the TMZ and I had to look on here. But ooh, do y'all remember those videos? I bought these. I have to admit, I will freely admit that I bought them. I think they're probably still in a box somewhere up in one of my cabinets. But the guys who did those bum fight videos back when, do you remember those? Like they paid like homeless people to like ram their heads into things and like get in fights, and they would do like really like mean shit to homeless people. Like one of them would dress up like the crocodile hunter, but he was like the hobo hunter or something like that, and he would like sneak up on them while they were sleeping in the alley or whatever and like try to tie them up. It was crazy. Like, and thought they justified it all by like throwing them $50 or something at the end of it, and the people were homeless, had no money, so of course they took it and let them do it. It was like bad, like became a big thing. I think like Congress even got involved to try to shut them down, but they made millions off of that shit, right? Millions. Their names are, I'll hear their names, Ryan McPherson and Daniel Tanner. Oh, they're on the run now because they're idiots. See, like, I mean, they created Bum Fight, so I don't know why I would have had any kind of expectation other than extremely low for these fuckers. But apparently they thought it would be really funny to mail some friends of theirs in Vegas some boxes from Thailand that contained several body parts. Yeah, they were going to mail their friends, as a joke apparently, a child's foot, an infant's head, an adult heart, and 2 pieces of adult skin. Now, that's just straight up gross and wrong. Oh, and now they're on the run because they were on the run, and then they got taken into custody, and now they fled for Cambodia. So now they're on the run in Cambodia, hiding out because they were trying to mail body parts to the United States from Thailand. Morons. I'm telling you, not everybody should be allowed to breed. And I really hope those two have decided that they do not want to procreate. No fun killers for them. No fun killers for them. No. Can't be that. What else is happening in the world? Let's look on here. Oh, Solange, you know, Beyonce's like baby sister, the one that like does like in the shadows, like she's the reason they have Wind Beneath My Wings. I'm in the shadow. That's a bad reference, probably. I don't think that's how that goes. Whatever. But always in the shadows. But she got married over the weekend. But apparently at her wedding, this is some straight up bullshit, poor thing. At her wedding, she got a hold of a bad shrimp or something and then busted out in the hives all over her face. She was having her like big day getting married to some 50 something year old man. She likes some old, she likes a mature man. That's what's happening. But she had like the hives all over her face and had to like leave her own wedding or something. Oh my goodness, that really sucks. I feel bad. I feel bad for you, Solange. That's some straight up bullshit. We were talking about this the other day. I think on the debut episode of The Hollywood Hick that comes on every Tuesday and Friday, 7 in the p.m. new episodes, and repeats on the 7s every day, 7 in the morning, 7 in the p.m. You can find The Hollywood Hick right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com/live to hear us. Live, when that shit's like on the radio, on the internet radio. Listen, bitches. And y'all are listening. I'm yelling at the wrong people. But NeNe, we were talking about NeNe the other day. I'm really not supposed to talk about housewives people. I made that rule. But since I touched on this, she's such a pain in the ass. Like, she's trying to go through the whole thing is, she made a bet with that Kenya Moore chick that if Kenya Moore gave $20,000 to the charity of her choice, she would match it. Kenya did it, gave it to the Detroit school system because they need money, and that's where she's from. And NeNe has yet to come up with a reason why she could why she can't pay up. Like she keeps coming up with excuses and making a big deal. So, okay, whatever. I'll let her say it. You can hear it in her own words what a pain in the ass, entitled bitch she has become. And trying to finagle her way out of giving this money to children, children who need help. And this woman who likes to proclaim herself constantly how she's a rich bitch should be able to afford $20,000 for charity to help out the poor children of Detroit who don't have a lot because that city has gone completely to the shitter. So thanks, NeNe. And so here's NeNe in her own words why she's stalling. Okay, here we go.
Hey, Ms. Leeds. Hey. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. So I'm just curious, what happened with the promise to pay the Detroit schools?
Did I say I wasn't going to pay the Detroit schools? Did you hear me say that? Did anybody hear me say that? No one heard me say that. And you also should rewind the tape and hear what I said at the reunion as well.
What did you say?
What I said was we would make a donation together.
Oh,
and
okay.
So it took Kenya forever to make her donation. So with me, so does that mean I have to make mine today? Because it took her a year to make her donation. So I need to make mine right now.
So that's what you meant by the statute of limitations.
My donation when I get ready to make it. She made hers when she got ready to make it. She didn't contact me and say, hey, let's make this donation. I'm ready. So she didn't do any of that. And there was no time where you heard me say I wasn't going to make a donation. Nobody heard that come out of my mouth. End of discussion.
Okay, so the president's waiting for your money, so he can expect the payment coming soon.
We need to make sure Kenya made a payment, first of all. How do you know she made a payment? Because she tweeted a picture? That doesn't say she made a payment. That doesn't even say that it cleared, right?
Yeah, so you're going
to...
We
also need to make sure they are a charity, don't we? 501c3, and we need to make sure that they are active.
Oh, so you want to make sure that they're credible?
Of course, you don't just give your money away. You have to make sure they're credible.
It was a good charity of choice, though. I mean, Detroit Public Schools needs
you. I don't know. I'm not from Detroit. I don't know anything about their schools. What I know is there's a bunch of lies out there, and I'll pay when I get ready, just as she did.
Okay, so it's probably going to happen soon.
Goodbye.
For straight up reals, can you say bitch ass bitch? Fuck you, NeNe. Pay the damn school. Is it a charity? It's a fucking public school system. Of course it's not. What kind of profit does a school turn? It's tax dollars, you dumbass dummy. And sitting there, you just stalling. It's all stall tactics. Screw you. Screw you. Let me just tell you another. Actions speak louder than words, bitch. You want people to think you're nice and you're a rich bitch you say you are? Then, like, hold up your end of the bargain. I'm over you. Done. I can't even believe I talked about you again. No more housewives. Whatever. Bullshit when I get ready. You know what that means to me? That you ain't got no damn money. You ain't got no money to give to charity because you can't give to charity. If you're not going to do what you say you're going to do, then that's it. Fuck you, NeNe. Broke the fuck up. Mama June broke the fuck up. You're broke. I broke up with you first. Fuck you, NeNe. Buh, fucking bye. Okay, whatever. Now she's got me riled up. I hate that kind of shit. I hate that entitled, stupid, bitchy-ass attitude. Like, just listen to her. It's like, just rude the whole time. Just rude. So, whatever, we're going to close this show out here with a couple of stupid criminal stories. My favorite thing, because this always makes me feel better about myself. And who doesn't like feeling better about themselves? I can't think of anybody who doesn't. So I'm doing what I always do. I kind of consult the interwebs. One of my favorites is The Smoking Gun, because they always have the great stupid criminal stuff on there. all kind of good, super good, stupid criminal shit. It's fucking awesome. I love The Smoking Gun. And so I'm looking on here. Okay, first story. Did any of y'all see that drunk girl video that was on the, where like the drunk girl was walking down Hollywood Boulevard asking for help and people were like hitting on her and stuff? Fake. Fake. Yeah, they were forced to have to take it down and admit it was fake after all of that. See? Doing a disservice. That one girl with her fucking resting bitch face walking through New York getting hit on and trying to make everybody look bad. Except for the white boys. That was a racist fucking video if I ever saw one. But whatever, this one's completely fake. They had everybody up in arms about how nobody would help that poor girl. One, they... Even if it was real, why would you send the girl to do a test into like the den of sin? Hollywood Boulevard is known for being like not the place where you would probably get the best reception if you were a drunk girl. Like the not the most finest and upstanding of citizens hang out on Hollywood Boulevard all the time. I mean, for the love of God, there's forever people being stabbed and shot out there too. I live right at the street. I hear it all the time. The helicopters come and I gotta listen to helicopter all fucking night because some rapper got shot down at the fucking supper club. It always happens. Oh Lord, whatever. So yeah, that shit. Fake. Fuck you with your fake. Hate that nonsense. Oh, look at this. This is a good one. Some woman in Tennessee, 21, she got collared for stealing a $35 Nicki Minaj wig. She shirted $35. Nicki Minaj, that's all your wigs are worth is $35. What kind of, what is that thing made of if it's a $35 wig? It's like synthetic shit. Do not get near a flame if you got that wig on your head, okay? Sarah Metcalf, 21 years old, who stole the Nicki Minaj wig. Where did she get it from? She was allegedly stuffing her wig, the Nicki Minaj valued at $35, down the front of her pants. Yep, that's what she did at the Chic Beauty Supply store in Memphis. At Chic Beauty Supply, Sarah Metcalf was stealing a Nicki Minaj wig. Oh my God. See, I haven't done that kind of shit. See, I've done a lot of things, but I have not stolen a Nicki Minaj wig, so I feel so much better about myself. Uh-oh, I always love a couple of mugshots of some honkies. Oh yeah, these people, Massachusetts honkies. Mm-hmm. Couple arrested after putting on amorous act inside the Massachusetts strip joint. What'd they do? Let's look it up. So these two, an amorous couple facing criminal charges after allegedly causing a disturbance at a Massachusetts strip club where they got handsy while seated in front. Oh, for the love of God. What, they were grabbing a little titty at a strip club? Like he brought his girlfriend and was grabbing titty? Okay, this is some bullshit. People in Massachusetts need to calm down. Oh, the police got called because I guess they were drunk. Oh, see, that's the thing. If you're going to do that kind of shit, don't be wasted drunk. And this is the kettle calling the pot black. I get it. I've caused enough drunken trouble myself over the years, but at least I haven't done it at a strip club, but I have. I've been thrown out of a strip club, so I guess that doesn't, like, that negated my argument right there, didn't it? Yeah, it was my birthday though when I got thrown out, and it was a titty bar. I wasn't even there to enjoy the titties, but it was just fun. I watched the choreography because it's fun, the pole dancing. But yeah, these two, she was about to blow him by the stage. Yeah, see, that will get you thrown out of a strip club if you're trying to blow your boyfriend right beside the stage. You dumb bitch ass could have at least found like a dark corner to try to hopefully maybe nobody would see you, and if he like shot a load really quick you could maybe get it over with. But no, you did it right by the stage, pitched a fit outside, got your boyfriend got arrested, and then the chick, she started hollering and screaming because she was all drunk. Guess what happened to her? She got arrested too. And then hell, I want to get arrested in Massachusetts. Only $50 is all they had to pay to get out. Out here, that'd cost you an arm and a mother trucking leg. It sure as hell would. That's the truth, and that's that. Okay, what else? Oh, this guy. People, honestly, quit putting pictures on your social media of your criminal activity. This dude, well, he deserved it. Good thing he did, though, because he was a sex trafficker. A 17-year-old girl he was sex trafficking to. Doran Horton, that's his name, posed with $100 bills all over, like underneath a pile of $100 bills. That's what they cornered him, and then they like swooped him and arrested his ass because he had been trafficking young women, and he had been trafficking a 17-year-old girl back in September. And he would give her alcohol and like narcotics and have sex with her and have other people. Oh, this is disgusting. You're an awful, hateful person, Doran Horton. And I hope you go to prison for a really, 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 really long time. Posting a picture of yourself on social media got you busted. Good. Idiot boy. Idiot boy. All right, one last stupid criminal story. Here we go. In Maryland, a duo targeted a Girl Scout some Girl Scouts in brazen daylight cookie jacking attempt. Oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Yeah, these dudes, like, these girls were out selling their cookies, and they had a wagon full of them, and they left it on the curb while they went to go sell a box to somebody or something. And then him and this guy, Taylor Smith, he's 18, so he gets his name in here, but his cohort was 17, so he don't get his name in here. But they basically took the, like, cookies and ran. And good for these yay, Girl Scouts. They chased their fucking ass down, pointed them out to the police, and got them fucking arrested for stealing their cookies. That's what you get. Those are going to be some expensive Samoas, Tagalongs, whatever kind of cookies you like. Y'all busted. Stupid people. Stupid people. Like, oh, whatever. I'm so glad there's stupid people in the world. I mean, I am, and I'm. That's a double-edged sword. I'm about to take that back, too, because I like that there's stupid people out there to make me feel better about myself, but there's so many stupid people out there, they're always in the way. It's a double-edged sword. That's just how it works. All right, y'all, we're at the end of Episode 3, The Hollywood Hick. Thanks for sitting in with me today, y'all. It was a lot of fun. Tune in every Tuesday and Friday, 7 o'clock in the p.m. on Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com/live. Follow me on the Twitter at Brent Paris. That's 2 R's in Paris. You can also find me on Instagram, same name, at Brent Paris. And this is The Hollywood Hick. Tune in every Tuesday and Friday, y'all. Bye-bye.